All right. Good afternoon, everyone. Before I get started, how many of you attended the session about service mesh this afternoon? Sorry about that. If you're fed up with me, you have to stay with me for another session. I will repeat some parts of it to introduce the topic, but otherwise, I'm sorry about that. So welcome to the session Golden Signals with Cilium and Grafana. My name is Raymond de Jong. I'm field CTO for EMEA at IJsselvelend. IJsselvelend is the company which originated Cilium. And today I'm going to talk about Grafana and how Cilium enables you to get golden signals out of the box. Introduction about the technology, a little bit about eBPF and Cilium. Then about observability challenges and how we can tackle those challenges using observability. A bit on monitoring, day-to operations and the default dashboards we provide. And then hopefully the demo gods are with me for a small demo to actually see how we get layer 7 metrics and we can see return codes and monitor application response times, etc. So to start this topic, I want to introduce Cilium and eBPF. How many of you know about eBPF? Quite a lot. Awesome. How many of you know about Cilium and are using Cilium? Cool. Great. So IJsselvelend is the company behind Cilium and eBPF. We maintain it with the community. And to start with, eBPF is explaining what eBPF is and how it works. So we like to say what JavaScript is to the browser, eBPF is to the kernel. What we mean by that is that we make it extensible in a dynamic way. So that means we're not changing the kernel, but at kernel speed, we can run programs based on kernel events. And for the context of this session, what's important is that considering metrics, considering getting useful information from your applications, what we're doing here is whenever a process opens a socket or a packet gets sent on the network device, on the node, we can expose metrics or we can export those metrics using eBPF. And we can use tools like Grafana to display it in a good way so you can make you can do day-to operations or you can see how your application or cluster is performing. Cilium runs on eBPF. The good thing about Cilium is you don't need to be an eBPF engineer to run and operate Cilium. You just set certain configuration options and eBPF programs will be mounted on the nodes and will run when they need to run. And Cilium on the high level provides a number of capabilities, networking capabilities, observability capabilities, also service mesh. And using Tetracon solution, we can also use runtime visibility and observability and security based on processes such as opening files, process execution, etc., etc. Today we'll focus on the observability part. So besides networking, we can get rich visibility of metrics on your cluster. As you may know, Google uses on Dataplane V2, actually under the hood Cilium. Microsoft has moved Azure default AKS clusters to Cilium. So all the cloud providers see that Cilium is a powerful technology to run clusters at scale and to get useful metrics running them. So let's start with common challenges we see. One of the main challenges, if we talk about performance of your application or performance of your clusters at scale, is that you run into this issue of the finger pointing problem. What I mean by that is that network connectivity is layered. And when you run into issues, you need to, especially at scale, you need to be easily aware where a possible problem could exist. And it can be in multiple